Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends on this Tuesday. Warning is an important word, isn't it? From the time we were children, we've been learning to distinguish a warning detected by any one of our five senses, and we've been developing our wise response. And I hope we are training our children and grandchildren to do the same. In fact, every day we watch tragic events around the world, in our cities and perhaps even our families, and we wrestle with one important question. Was a warning issued, and how did they respond? Yesterday, we witnessed the horrific final collapse of the grand city of Jerusalem and the nation of Israel as King Nebuchadnezzar and his ferocious Babylonian army destroyed Jerusalem and the temple of God, which had been constructed by King Solomon nearly 400 years before. And so we asked the question, was a warning issued, and how did they respond in Jerusalem? A man named Jeremiah was a well-known prophet of God during the last 40 years before Jerusalem was finally destroyed. Jeremiah lived in Jerusalem, and through the reigns of the last five kings, Jeremiah was a frequent visitor into the king's court, bringing each of these kings terrifying warnings from the God of Israel about Jerusalem. After his successful conquest, when King Nebuchadnezzar and his troops were marching back to Babylon, with thousands of Jewish captives and cartloads full of the treasures of Jerusalem, including temple treasures, Jeremiah received this message from God. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But you said, we will not walk in that way. So I appointed a watchman over you and said, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But you said, we will not listen. Jeremiah chapter 6. Watchmen, then as now, are important for the safety and security of the people, especially those watchmen who stand on top of the city walls and can look far out over the horizon to spot any approaching danger and give ample warning to close the city gates and be prepared. Trumpets were vital instruments in those days, sounding the alarm, giving direction, calling the soldiers and the people to action. The most foolish thing a person or a city could do was ignore the warnings of the watchman or the call of the trumpet. In God's grand narrative, which we've been following for many weeks, there were several men and women referred to as prophets, and they were the spiritual and moral watchmen for God's people. Their role was to communicate God's messages, especially warning messages, to God's people before disaster struck. Disregard of those messages was a fatal mistake, and each generation was to learn that lesson well from the generations before them. Pause. How well have we learned important warning lessons from the generations before us? Warnings of impending doom in a marriage, or family, or business, or political leaders, in a home, city, or nation? What about weather warnings, or violence warnings, or crime warnings, or financial disaster warnings? And what about moral and spiritual danger warnings? How well have we instructed our children and grandchildren about detecting and properly responding to the warnings? Would you agree the importance of sophisticated warning systems in the complicated world of our kids and our grandkids is even more important today than when we were kids? In our Bible, we have preserved for us many of the messages God gave these watchmen or prophets. Those watchmen God sent to the northern kingdom Israel include Elijah, Elisha, Jonah, Amos, and Hosea. Those God sent to Judah include Micah, Isaiah, Nahum, Zephaniah, Jeremiah, Habakkuk, and Obadiah. Sadly, almost always, their messages were disregarded by both the kings and the common people. In some cases, like Jeremiah, who was the final prophet to Jerusalem before Nebuchadnezzar's destruction, rejection of God's messages were sometimes persecution, imprisonment, and even torture. When people don't want to hear God's warning, they'll do almost anything to prevent the warning from being proclaimed, right? Have you ever done that? God's messages through Jeremiah, therefore, include a global warning to all nations who take note of Israel's rejection of God's warnings. Therefore, hear, you nations, you who are witnesses, observe what will happen to them. Hear you, earth, I'm bringing disaster on this people, the fruit of their schemes, because they have not listened to my words and have rejected my laws. Jeremiah chapter 6. Oh, my friends, have you learned about the painful price we pay when we disregard God's warnings, or we reject God's truth, or we seek to replace God's proper design for human function with alternatives? But so often the alternatives to God's truth and God's ways are so attractive. They appear so lucrative, convenient, and promise such a comfortable life. God gave Jeremiah another message about that. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise man boast of their wisdom, or the strong boast of their strength, or the rich boast of their wealth. But let the one who boasts boast about this, that they have the understanding to know God, and that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on the earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 9. Oh my, while that was such an important challenge for Israel in Jeremiah's day, do you suppose in our day, with such remarkable advances in technology, even AI, in medicine, and wealth, and so many alternatives to God's ways, we need to pay even closer attention to this call from God? Finally, God's message to Israel through Jeremiah was powerful, potent, and crystal clear. There is a conspiracy among the people of Judah and those who live in Jerusalem. They have returned to the sins of their ancestors, who refused to listen to my words. They have followed other gods to serve them. Both Israel and Judah have broken the covenant I made with their ancestors. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I will bring on them a disaster they cannot escape. Jeremiah 11. And it happened, horrifically, totally, to both Israel and Judah. Do we understand God has preserved these historical records so we can learn to hear God's warning in our day and recognize the evidence that we are turning away from God and God's disaster is approaching us? How are we responding to God's warnings in our day, my friends? Do we ignore them, argue with God about them, reject them outright, or consider them and respond wisely by repentance and correction? Tomorrow we'll consider that while Jeremiah was writing these messages from God in broken down Jerusalem, God's prophet Daniel was reading them 800 miles away in Babylon. And in Daniel's God-given role as advisor to the emperor, Daniel used Jeremiah's writings to show the most powerful man in the world that God was going to use him to dramatically affect Israel's future.